The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick. Phoebe,
Feb and Nick. Oh, it is Friday. We've made it. Phoebe, Feb and Nick. 3 minutes past six. Not just any day either. It is the 20th of January.
Happy birthday! Thanks, Luigi is having a big birthday today.
Yes, I am. It's 42 today.
42!
Wow. I'm getting closer to you.
Not that far away. But we rarely get to have your birthday at work. I was just saying that the other day. In the time we worked together.
Yeah. I've had one birthday.
Because we used to come back after his birthday from holidays.
Yeah, the last 2 years we've come back early.
Yeah. Remember, because for your 40th, we got you the big Call of Duty cake.
Yeah, but that wasn't, I don't think it was actually my birthday.
No, I think it was after his birthday.
It was after my birthday.
And then we had your party in about August.
Remember when Mando first started and we had to come back the Friday or something for just a meeting and it was my birthday?
Who is
this chick?
I know.
Remember when Fee went to your birthday and then had half a drink and smoke bomb?
The fact that she was made my birthday.
Because, and I tricked you and said I wasn't coming.
I knew you weren't going to Phillip Island with friends. You're a loser. But it was the worst excuse ever.
Yeah, I just want to go see the Penguins on a Saturday night. I think now, though, if you had drinks for your 42nd, Fee would be there to shut it down.
I'd be there at the end.
Mate, she'd be there
at the
end.
Before me.
Yeah, I'd be gone. I'd be the one smoke bombing. But it was so cool. I walked in and Das and Renee were hiding behind the little work board and they played that happy birthday song. And Mars did a beautiful tribute up there with all of us on there and the family. Leon couldn't put his birthday hat on. That made my day.
Nick's didn't break. That's
barely. It's barely on.
Let's get on with the show.
Yeah.
Hey?
Big
Happy birthday.
We'll talk about it next break.
For the great man, Brendan Favola. In fact, this will get you up and about. After about 8 o'clock this morning, Fev, we've got a couple of, we've got twins on. And
I am loaded with questions.
These twins have done something. Look, I think it's okay. I don't understand how they've done it, but we have lots of questions for them.
Oh, yes.
Could be illegal what they've done.
101.9 The Fox.
We love twins. We often talk about twins on the show. We have a segment where we celebrate twins.
Twins are great.
Now, twins marrying twins is such a phenomenon. It doesn't happen very much in history. And I'm going to give you a stat here. There's 117 billion people in the world.
Hold on.
What?
Here he goes.
No.
Here he goes.
Do you mean across time?
117 billion people, Leon.
There's only like 8 billion people now.
No, he said to me there's 117 billion people.
Well, I may have researched it wrong. Let's just move on.
Hey, let's not get bogged down in how many people there are. We're sitting with four people that look the same.
Let me go to the stat. The chances of two twins marrying another set of twins is 1 in 390 million.
Wow.
The odds of that are so slim. And we are now joined from the United States by two sets of twins that have married a set of twins, Brittany, Brianna, Josh and Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
They all spoke the same time.
And can I paint the picture here? Because we're watching you. We're on Zoom for everyone listening. You are Josh and Jeremy, clearly identical. Brianna and Brittany, clearly identical. And you dress in the same clothes, which is my favourite twin thing to do.
Thank you.
We're looking at it on a Zoom screen and it looks like it's just been split in half and they're looking in the mirror. It's blowing my mind.
Now, there's so many questions to ask you. Let's start with you, Matt. Now, you met at a twin festival and I've seen these and this can often happen. Twins meet at festivals.
Is it like a Coachella?
It's like Coachella for twins, It's like Comic-Con for twins, I think. But
like Comic-Con.
That's it. Now, Josh and Jeremy, I'm going to say names. So Josh or Jeremy, were you both attracted to Brittany and Brianna? Have you always had the same taste in people? Did you want Brittany or Brianna? Did you know which one you were talking to? Does it get confusing?
Ooh, good question.
I'd say that, we have similar taste in everything. So that would carry over to that, but it's an attraction that I had for Brittany and that he had for Brianna.
Yeah, we started talking as a group, and then we just naturally paired off, one with each other, and it was normal. We didn't discuss it or have a plan as to who was going to be with who. It just happened.
So there was no paper scissors rock to see who went for one, or
Right. Yeah, we didn't have to have any kind of discussions about that.
Another fact.
We're talking in a group, and Jeremy and I were sort of pairing off, and Brittany and Josh were sort of pairing off. There was a moment where we all said, okay, now who's the older twin and who's the younger twin? And it just so happened that Jeremy and I were both the older twin, and Brittany and Josh were both the younger twins. So,
but by how much? We're talking minutes, right?
5 minutes. We're 5 minutes apart. Josh, we're 5 minutes apart, but Brittany and Brianna, they're also 5 minutes apart.
Wow.
So we share that too. That our separation at time is the same.
Wow.
Now you are so identical, and you dress the same, and you live in the same house.
What?
You both have a child each. I've got to ask you this, because you are clearly that identical. Do you ever have moments like maybe where one of you's in the kitchen and you walk up behind and give Brittany a cuddle and it's, that's not my wife, that's her sister. Like, does that ever happen to confuse each other?
We've had some almost slip-ups. So there has been a couple times if I see Josh or Jeremy from the side or the back, you know, I'll go up to hold, you know, who I think is Josh's hand, but I realize it's Jeremy.
What's different
so it's never
about
gone
the front?
Too far. we can usually do it if it's from the front.
Hang on. Whose is bigger?
What do you mean? We know what you mean.
No, you can always tell twins. There'll be a little dimple. No, there could be the slightest little thing.
Oh, yeah, exactly right.
Oh, I thought we were talking about something. Sorry, I thought we were talking about someone else.
What about your family? So when you started dating and it was becoming more serious, I'm guessing, I don't know whether you did it traditionally, Josh and Jeremy, you proposed to Brianna and Brittany, but did you discuss it? Like, are you getting more serious than I'm getting serious with her? Or
I mean, we talked about it, you know, and decided that it'd be a good idea to do a joint proposal. So we proposed at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess it evolved, you know, at the same pace, you know, with both couples. So that was fortunate too. You know, there was a lot of things that had to align perfectly for it to work out. And so everything just fell into place, and yeah, proposed at the same time, and then had a double wedding where we were at the altar together, and
Now, I don't want to make this rude or dirty.
Oh,
but,
come on,
but
Fev.
I'm just going to ask the question, because I want to go back to what you said about, have you thought it was the other brother or the other sister?
Oh,
now, after a few...
For sure,
after a few drinks, you've had a few, you've been at a party, you get home, you're like, oh, I'm ready to go. And as it... Any chance that somewhere along the line that you may have grabbed or pashed or done something to the wrong sibling? Surely that's
happened.
You know
what?
It hasn't happened. Yeah, but we do get asked that a lot.
I think it's cute, because I think people tend to forget that we've been identical twins our whole lives. So it's something that, like, we both, and we're part of the twins community. So, like, it's, you can tell one twin from the other when you're in their family or when you're very close with them. And so, but it's, we understand the question. But to be clear, so we have a quaternary marriage, which means identical twin sisters are married to identical twin brothers. But just to rule out all, you know, people wondering this, it's, we're monogamous. So it is not a foursome.
That's my next question. Surely.
Do you ever, have you ever, even out of your marriages, ever played pranks on people? Like, is it good, you know, to deliberately confuse people, whether it was when you're at school or with your parents?
Oh, yes, it's a lot of fun. We say being a twin, an identical twin, is the closest thing to magic that two people can possibly possess, because we can trick people.
It's the prestige.
And it's real life. Yeah, transport.
It's got
bloody double. You know, one side. You've both had kids. Did you get pregnant together at the same time?
We had overlapping pregnancies. So we were very lucky, because that was something that we wanted, to have kids at the same time.
And so how far apart were the pregnancies?
Our children were born almost 5 months apart.
Because that'd be good for the brother who's a few months behind to be able to ask the other one, hey, how's the missus in the second trimester? Because this first trimester's been a little bit tough.
They were there. They were both there for both, you know, pregnancies and dealing with us. They were both good with us.
Yeah, it seemed like it just a really long, yes. long pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're all of us. Like they're cousins.
They're first cousins, but I think
they'd be like brothers and sisters, wouldn't they?
No,
genetically like brothers.
Yeah,
that's right. Yes. Do they look alike?
They go in spurts where they look so much alike and then where they look very different. So right now we think that they don't look a ton alike. There have been other months where, my gosh, you would confuse them for identical twins. So it'll be fun to see how it turns out.
So Jared,
yeah, they changed some for years, you know.
So Brianna and Jeremy, I'll ask you, what's your son? Is it son?
Yeah.
Yeah, so your son, does he ever think that Brittany and Josh are their dad and mum?
Yeah, they do get them mixed up for sure. Yeah, I've seen him get them mixed up, and sometimes he'll get upset about it when he realizes that he may have been kind of
creeped by it. He's sleepy, and he's
yeah,
like,
he wants to cuddle his mom, and then he'll go Brittany, and then realize that it's not Rihanna, and he'll kind
of around
feeding time when you know when the baby's on the boob goes up to the wrong mom, and hey, whoa, that'd be weird.
For us, we wouldn't really, it's not so weird with identical twins because we both feel like we're both babies' moms. Yeah. And genetically, I guess we are both babies' moms. And same with the guys. They're both genetically, you know, both children's fathers.
Of course. Yep. Do you ever, I mean, we're so pleased to have you on the show and to ask you all these questions, but do you ever get sick of all the twin questions? Like, is it going to the supermarket and you're like, oh, here we go again?
No. Not when it comes from a place of genuine curiosity, not at all. And we're able to get to know people because people feel like they can come up and it's something intriguing that they can start a conversation.
You know, you get to meet a lot of people that you normally wouldn't have if they didn't come and ask you questions about it. So yeah, no, we welcome it.
It can be funny. You know, I like to hear a good one that I've never heard before. You know, I can always appreciate that. But yeah, if you find the humor.
With that Twins Day festival now, you guys must be the kings and queens there. Like you've got.
We've had a lot of people tell us that this is the twin dream. You know, I think it's not for everybody, but I do think a lot of twins would kind of like this life because then you are with a partner who understands the twin bond.
So when you go out and you meet someone and you're out as a couple, do you do everything together? Do you go everywhere together?
You mean just like the couples by themselves, each couple?
Yeah, do you as a foursome go out everywhere together or do you separate for dinner and stuff?
Yeah,
pretty much everywhere.
Generally, yeah.
Oh, because I was going to say, if just one couple went out and you met someone and then the other couple goes out another night, meets the same people, do you get those questions that, oh, God, I haven't met this person. I think they've met my brother or sister?
Yes, absolutely. So if I run into a store and, you know, like a few weeks ago, a cashier, you know, Brianna just dropped me off to run in to get something. Same thing a few weeks later, but Brianna went in and the cashier started talking with her, you know, expecting her to remember this conversation, and she had no idea, of course. So we certainly have experience.
Of course. And now you're obviously very close to everything together, live together. Really honest, candid answer to this question. Do you all get along or do you fight, bicker, and do siblings defend siblings or are you breaking up sibling fights?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Most of the time we get along very well, but of course we have our arguments.
Yeah.
And there is, there's a lot going on, right? There's different dynamics going on. Definitely feel like it's a house of chaos, but I feel like it's happy chaos. Like I've got my identical twin sister. I've got my, you know, like soulmate husband. And then I have like my brother, best friend in Josh. So it's like a happy chaos, but of course there's arguments sometimes.
Yeah, it affects the group, you know. If me and Josh are arguing about something or they are, you know, it's like it affects all of us together because, you know, I may be kind of trying to stay away from everybody and then, you know, that pulls Brianna away from them. And, it's complicated.
If any two are arguing, it affects the whole group.
It's a great get out, though. Josh is having a fight with Brittany. And something's happened. He goes, "No, mate, that's not me. I'm Jeremy." You just say I'm not the brother. I didn't do it. It was him.
That's all you want, isn't it? Yeah. A twin.
Oh, mate, it was him. It was him. It was him.
Anyone but you.
Well, it's not often we get to speak to. Now, am I saying this right? Quaternary twins. How do we say it? Quaternary.
Quaternary. quaternary twins. Yes.
Sounds right.
Two twins married to another set of identical twins, Brittany, Brianna, Josh, Jeremy. Thank you so much for joining us and answering all our questions. We wish you well.
You're so fun. Thank you.
So when you've had a drink, you'd
never... Oh, no!
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We are going to put the spotlight on you for a second. The biggest news story in the world of entertainment over the last couple of days has been the big blow-up in Noosa that was recorded by a bystander watching Karl Stefanovic and Michael Clarke, former Australian cricketer, have a bit of biffo. Their partners were involved, alleged cheating on Clarkie's behalf, his girlfriend... Karl Stefanovic's sister-in-law, she's accusing him of all sorts of things.
You never want a date yelled at you. That's a bad time. No. December 17th.
Yeah. Clarkey went in and opened up his Christmas present a bit early, didn't he?
Let's have a quick reminder of how that biffo went down.
Don't you walk away. She can. Check your with you.
You're wrong.
Epic. And it blew up. It's blown up, obviously.
It's
on
worse than like Housewives. You love the Housewives. They don't even have dust ups.
Oh, they have some pretty good ones, but that's definitely there. Better. And also, it's really, a lot of people are saying it's really embraced Australian culture. Like, that's a proper bogan fight in Noosa outside of a restaurant.
They're going for Jade, charging her with domestic violence.
Well, I know. It is escalating. Wow. It's gotten quite well. Oh, they're the police are involved.
Yeah, investigating.
I don't know whether any charges are, but they are going to have to investigate. Yeah. There was violence involved.
Yeah.
Not a great time. And yet yesterday we were invited to hang out with Karl. He flew down to Melbourne for the Australian Open. We were invited. The three of us, had something on.
Yeah, we just said no thanks.
So we sent Josiah here. Josiah, now your job was to go to have lunch with Karl Stefanovic and to ask the hard-hitting question. It's the question everyone wants to ask Karl about the biffo with Clarkie. So we're yet to hear this, but here is our exclusive one-on-one, Karl Stefanovic.
I will say, Sarah, she was there as well.
Yeah. Melbourne girl.
She's taken over Ali Langdon's position. So there you are yesterday catching up with Karl.
Arbo.
And Sarah Arbo.
Not elbow. She's not married to
She's not married
to the Prime Minister.
We can't wait, Josiah, for this. The hard-hitting questions from Josiah.
We're off to a good start.
I hope you went well.
I just called her Sarah, but I had a crack at Karl. Have a listen to this.
How's the new show going? You found each other's hicks yet?
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
She eats garlic in the morning. It's awful. Onions. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
I have like a garlic salad every morning.
We had a problem in the studio yesterday. Nick came in with a chicken, what was it, tuna sandwich. He's shredding because of holidays. He's had a bit of a blowout.
So
you don't get that in the studio.
I'd go through that as well.
You had poached chicken a few times last year.
Yeah, I did, but that was towards the end of the year when I was going on holidays, and now when I've come back, I'm not shredding for anyone.
Why would you? Keep going.
When you look like this. Is it Fev's birthday today?
Yeah, it is. Happy birthday, Fev.
Oh, happy birthday, Fev.
Before I might ask you, Sarah, how old do you reckon Fev is? Let's play this game.
Uh-oh. I mean, he can't be a day over 25.
Good.
I reckon 58. That's Fevy.
Got any Fev stories, Carl, or anything you want to say to Fev?
We played in an AJ. Sorry, start again.
Yeah,
I haven't been drinking.
He actually hasn't been either.
I've been keeping an eye on him. We played in the EJ Witten game, and we were in the in the dressing rooms, and he was having a kebab just before we went out there.
I mean, he did that during the footy season proper when he was playing too, right?
And then he had a smoke, and I thought, I'm going to knock this guy out when I get out there. And then the first bounce of the ball, I went up, and there's this big fella from Collingwood, and he just knocked me down, and I got knocked out, and I missed the whole game.
No way.
Yeah, it's Fev's fault because he was on the kebabs.
Well, you'll like this. Fev's New Year's resolution back this week, he decided to start a book club.
Yeah.
How do you reckon Fev's going to go?
Another hungry caterpillar?
Good gear. That was it.
What about?
Did you ask him anything?
Well, we had a big laugh, so I thought the chat's over there.
You didn't ask about Noosa and the flight with Clarkie.
Renee, our producer, stopped recording, and then Carl and I had a chat on the side, and it was referenced.
I put it on Renee.
You had one shot. That was your M&M moment, Josiah. That was your one shot at hitting the big time with a big exclusive.
I got nervous because he's a big man, Carl.
He's not a big... He's fat, but he's not tall.
I got real nervous, so I didn't. And then the mic stopped rolling.
How dare you say I'm eating tuna in here? What am I, an animal?
It smelled like tuna.
I eat tuna in studio.
Anyway, I did speak to him off air, and I was like, are you staying down for the tennis for this weekend? And he said to me, oh, I've got to get back to Sydney. I was like, why is that? He goes, I've got a bit to sort out.
Then you say, why? What happened?
I did. Record this again. Is off air.
Yeah, and what did he say?
And he said, and a few other things. He didn't reference it after that. He just kept saying, I've got stuff to sort out.
That was your one opportunity,
then you ask, like what?
Like what?
But we weren't recording, so what's the point? I'm a nice guy.
You're not good at your job. You had one job to ask him something. I was so excited.
I know.
Because we're sitting down, and I'm like, oh, we'll go. And you go, no, I'll do it. I want to go to the tennis. I'll ask him the big questions.
Mate, you've got a birthday message and he's given you a book to read. I thought you'd love that.
He made up a story about me eating a kebab, which wasn't even true.
101.9 The Fox.
Not just any Friday. It's our very good friend, Brendan Favola's birthday. The big 5-0. He's 50 today. And we thought, let's celebrate him and make him feel wonderful. And... we've got some gifts for you,
Fev. I'm not 50.
No, you're not. I'm joking. It's what you do to me all the time. So you made a statement when we started the show this week. On Monday, you stated you had a New Year's resolution.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you don't have audio of it?
No, but I do have this.
Brendan's Book Club.
I said I was going to read a book a month.
You did. That was your resolution.
I've never read a book.
You would read a book a month. So that's 12 books this year. And all week we've been saying, what book could it be? So many suggestions. And here's your birthday present. Now, do you want to pass those over to Fev? Renee, here we go. You've got reading glasses, a Dimmicks gift card. There's a lovely little T&T cup that you can sit in.
I drive past this library every day.
Yep, Hampton Library, Bayside City Council. They've given you a library card. You can. Those books are due to be returned in a month, though. Those books we've already rented for you. Bookmarks. He's got his reading glasses on.
Oh, wow.
A bottle of scotch, because we don't know whether you want the tea. But there we go. That's like a beautiful reading pack to start your reading journey, Fev.
Thank you. How long does this last for? A year?
Library card. You get it renewed next year.
So I just go in?
You go and you can borrow books.
You pick some books.
For free. You don't pay for them, but you have to take them back. You have to return.
That's the problem, isn't it?
No, not really.
I used to do that at school. Mum would get like a letter.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Spice Girls! I'll read that. Can I read some of these books?
You can read them all.
Do I not worry
about you can
it?
Read them.
What is that?
Skills of Australian Rules Football. Good.
Funny.
I don't need you to read that.
Learn how to handball as a full forward.
There is a book, though, that we want to be the first book for your book club, Fev. Now, this is big. This is a big moment in your life. You have never read a book.
No.
So the very first book you read is going to be memorable. And we thought, well, we can't. I mean, of all the suggestions we had, there is only one Australian author who has sold more than 20 million of her novels. In fact, every of her 9 internationally best-selling novels has been snapped up by Hollywood to turn into incredible movies and TV series. In fact, I'll let some Hollywood stars talk about her.
It all started with Leanne Moriarty.
This unassuming Aussie author, Leanne Moriarty, has had one extraordinary career. She's sold more than 20 million novels, which have repeatedly topped the New York Times bestseller list and been adapted for star-studded TV shows.
But you came here.
It seems anything she writes turns to Hollywood gold.
And her most recent novel, Apples Never Fall, available now. And Fev, that is our gift to you. Hey. It's the very first book you're going to read in your book club.
Yeah, wow, because 9 Perfect Strangers... I watched the show.
We don't want you watching. We
that
want
was
you
like one
reading.
Of my favourite shows.
And to encourage you, Fev, we are joined by the superstar herself, Leanne Moriarty. Leanne, thank you for joining us again on the show.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Fev.
Oh, thank you. I won't say I'm a fan of your books because I've never read one, but your TV series, oh, my God, they are captivating.
Oh, good. Well, I'm a little bit stressed, actually, at the thought that this is your very first book to read. It's quite long. So I'm thinking, is he allowed to listen to the books? Is that part
no,
of
it? No, you've given away my trick.
And why we've given him Apples Never Fall, because it's yet to have been produced. He can't. He will cheat if he can, Leanne. So if he could it, he would.
I know he can't watch it. No, I agree with that. But you could listen to the audio book.
No, I need to read, because I've actually written a couple of books myself and I've never read them. My wife's written a book, I've never read that. Boxy's written a couple of books, Fifi here, I've never read it. I never read the books at school. I always watched the movie or copied someone's homework. Because what happens is when I get into a book, I read the same line like a couple of times. Like I can't get into it. Like I'm a really bad reader and I don't know how to overcome that. So I've always been frightened to read a book because I feel it makes me dumb that I can't read it. And everyone goes, oh, I'm a reader. And I'm like, I'd love to be a reader. My daughter's a reader. She gave me a book the other day to start with. She goes, read this. I opened it. It was 398 pages. I said, there's no chance I can read that. It's going to take me 3 years.
I'll just skip to the end.
But that's why I think a lot of people, I think listening to an audio book still counts.
Oh, no.
I love this. If Leanne says it counts, you can listen.
Leanne's my girl.
And I also love, Leanne, what is great about this, he loves sport. Australian Open is on at the moment, and Apples Never Fall is all about the Delaneys, tennis players. It's a world of tennis. You'll like that.
It's all about tennis, although it has to be said. Anyway, I'm not trying to put you off. I'm just really worried that you're going to say in a few weeks I could not get into that book.
No, Leanne, I think it'll be the opposite. I think it'll be like Kokkinakis' match last night. It'll start at 10 p.m. and won't shut it until 4:30.
For hours on end. He's allowed a toilet break, though.
Okay, so how many pages is this book?
Oh, it is a lot of pages. I was thinking, what can I tell you? You've got to give yourself little. This is what I'm telling my children. Oh, not my son. My son's 15, and he really enjoyed the book. But my daughter, I'm having trouble making her read at the moment because she's just into TikTok. So I'm saying you've got to put your phone away. Don't put your phone anywhere near you, and maybe just say I'll read for 20 minutes.
Oh, that's 20 minutes.
And then stop and then go do something.
That'll be a couple of paragraphs a day.
Leanne here is a former athlete, one of the best full forwards of all time. You know what you should do, Fev? It's January. Treat it like AFL preseason.
Yeah.
You start reading for a few minutes, then you come back a few minutes, then maybe go for a swim session in the bay, then come back, read a few more minutes, you know.
Yeah, I'm excited about reading this book.
But well, I do think it's like fitness, because you haven't used those muscles, so you do have to build up to it. It's like me trying to do a 5-minute plank by the end of the year.
Ooh,
so I'm just
how far in?
1 minute.
That's sorry, pretty good, Leanne.
Thank you. But it's exactly the same sort of thing. You've got to use those muscles again.
Don't worry.
And I understand, because even I get a little bit addicted to my phone, and then I think I need to put the phone somewhere else to make me read.
By the end of the year, I'll be planking for 5 minutes and reading books at the same time.
Oh, the challenge has been
set. Don't take too much on.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, Leanne, to have one of the world's most internationally acclaimed authors speak to him and rev him up. This was a real treat for his birthday, Leanne. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope you like it. There's lots of characters. Just give it a chance.
Hey, I'll read the book, and then when you turn this into a series, I might be able to feature in it.
Oh, for sure.
101.9 The Fox.
The fallout from the Elton John concert on Friday night, we were there, Fev and I witnessed this moment. In fact, I remember when this moment happened, Molly Meldrum got up on stage.
How did I miss it?
Yeah, why weren't you at Elton? I don't think you showed any interest. But he got up on stage, which was actually a beautiful moment in some ways, but then he dropped his pants, and Meldrum has since come out and explained the situation, saying he had a belt buckle issue.
I don't believe that. Footage
has come up from when the Red Hot Chili Peppers were on stage a few years ago, might be a decade ago, and he dropped his pants then on stage. So there's a history of pant dropping. And what has come out yesterday, though, the poor security guards who were responsible for letting him up on stage have allegedly, and this was an entertainment reporter on 4BC in Queensland, said they've been sacked.
Yeah, they didn't get invited back the next day.
Aww.
And I think it might be the two dudes that were on stage, because they didn't know what to do. Imagine Molly Meldrum walks past like an icon.
And your security?
Yeah, he's an
free
icon.
Free tackle.
Free tackle?
Yeah, but do they know he's an icon? Aren't they?
No, I think they were hired straight by Melbourne, Amy Park. I think.
But I don't see, there's got to be more to this because I can't think that the security guard, somebody has given the okay. A security guard's not just going to go, oh, yes, old man, I'll let you up on the stage.
It's Molly Meldrum.
But still, I don't think they're going to walk him up onto the stage. Or have you seen Tantrums and Tiaras, like Elton's documentary? The guy can chuck a tanty. You're not going to just, I don't think that they would do that. But anyway, they've been apparently got the sack, weren't invited back. And that's because of a celebrity.
Mm.
See, celebrities can get you into trouble. And I imagine this would happen in hospitality a bit. 131060, by the way, we will open the phones. Has a celebrity gotten you into trouble? Maybe even gotten you fired? Because when a celebrity, and I've heard things like, I know when Prince came to Melbourne years ago before his passing. And I remember hearing from someone that worked in the hotel. So he had all sorts of demands. Mm. And, you know, I think it was paintings had to be removed, curtains had to be put up.
God, I can imagine
when you walk into a room and see, I can think of another story I know about a celebrity that was sort of demanding.
How do I make this sound not like me? Yeah.
I may have witnessed a celebrity, a big name celebrity, demand.
Oh, it's him. I got it in. I know you too well.
I've witnessed a demanding situation. Anyway.
Just say what did they demand?
Demand that hotel staff...
Let you in whenever you want?
No. Just food. It was just a food request, to be really honest.
Oh,
but,
that's boring.
131060. Have celebs gotten you into trouble? Or have you gotten into a fight with them because you've said, I'm sorry, Mr. Meldrum, I can't let you on stage? Because sometimes if you don't let the celeb do what they want and then it gets back to your manager, they'd go, why did you not? Like that's Elton John or that's, you know, Hugh Jackman.
Seem like a bloke that would kick up a fuss.
You wouldn't think so. But we've had divas in town. Madonna's been to Melbourne.
Mm.
This is in one of those Wolverine cycles.
he said he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he's never taken any. Yeah. Substance.
But they're not going to be local celebs. Footy players could get people into trouble, I imagine.
Players get themselves into trouble.
Yeah, they do.
Someone serving a table too many beers at the Brownlow a few years back.
There you go.
Do you reckon they got in trouble?
Actually, when you're at those functions, we were at the Radio Awards and someone at my table was asking for a drink other than beer and wine because that's all they serve, beer and wine.
Well, someone got me in trouble, almost got me in trouble at Elton John.
Who? Why?
Just a celebrity that might have smuggled some alcohol in that wasn't there and I was pouring it in and got in trouble by Judy, the lady.
Wow.
Did you really? Yeah. Gee, that's not.
Yeah, lemonade, pouring little vodka bottles into a lemonade.
Who but I didn't have vodka and lemonade drinking at was beer, concert.
So I'm not quite sure who was drinking
the vodka.
But I almost got in trouble and if she got caught letting me do that, she may have been fired.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Poor Judy.
I have no idea who you're talking about. 131060 is our number. At the moment, we're talking about celebs. Have they got you in trouble?
Yes, because poor Molly. I mean, there is a bit of poor Molly. I mean, I tend to think, let's not forget that he fell off a ladder. Do you know what I mean? Like, seriously, he's gone through a bit, Molly, but he has got himself into trouble.
Was he, when he was on stage with Elton John, was it fun for, or was Elton like, what
no,
are you
Elton
doing?
No, Elton was ignoring him.
Yeah, he didn't like
him. He was pushing him away. No.
See, the photos I saw, I thought it was like, hey, buddy, get up here.
It was like, hey,
what
are you
doing? An initial
at
moment,
at the start,
wasn't
it was like, oh, yeah, and then he pulled his pants down and he just literally sat at his desk, his piano, and did not look at him once.
Yeah, no, he was
removed. They started a new song. Yeah.
But the security guards have apparently, they got fired over this. They weren't invited back the next day. But I don't think that's fair because I imagine there was somebody that green lit Molly before the security. I don't think a security guard makes that decision and I think that person's hiding.
Got the green light.
They've decided not to put their hand up.
Hopefully one.
Got the green light.
Past tense. Green lit. You green light it, but if it, Nick?
I just hope, what, green lit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that a thing?
Green lit. Yeah.
Yeah.
42 and I've just learned something.
You just learned.
There you go.
It's past 10.
Every year there's something new to learn.
Every day there is.
Anyway, those security guards apparently lost their jobs and got sacked because of a celebrity. So 131060, we have asked the question, has a celebrity gotten you into trouble? Kelly in Port Melbourne. Hey, Kel.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Have you
happy
got
Friday, everyone.
Yeah, happy Friday, birthdays, lots of things happening, Kel. Has a...
Oh, happy birthday, Stefan. Hey.
Thanks, Kel.
Just helped you out there, Kelly, because he wasn't going to forget that.
I'll just finish night shift. I'm half asleep, so happy birthday,
you're going to be curling up in bed soon, Kel. How exciting.
Thank God.
Thank God. Who got you into trouble?
I used to work at Hayman Island, so I lived on there. And we met a lot of celebs all around the world, but there was one prominent Melbourne businessman, very wealthy, but the rudest man I've ever met, and he refused to sign his bill at the end of the stay.
Oh.
What?
So it was like over $20,000, and I was on the reception desk, and I thought, oh, I'm not wearing this, because I was fairly new to that particular resort. And I was like, well, I need you to sign it, sir. And he's like, they know me here, like very dismissive. I was just like, no, I made him sign it.
So what was his reason for not paying the bill?
Oh, he was just so arrogant. Even like I saw him one night at the main restaurant. It was like black tie.
Yeah.
And he just rocked up in a parachute tracksuit. He was just in that free tool.
Not MC Hammer. MC
What, Cal, was that including accommodation? What did he spend 20 grand on? Is that accommodation and everything?
Oh, it's very expensive. Very expensive resort. So you're looking at accommodation would be $3,000 a night.
Oh.
And then you've got to have all your meals, and most people go on helicopter rides, seaplanes. It was
often those rich people are just paying to not have other people around, aren't they? Like it's just a resort, but they pay because no one else can afford
it. Is that what they do,
isn't it? I don't know. Kelly, thank you.
This is Hilariously Melbourne. Phoebe, Bev and Nick. Phoebe, Bev.